You could even use your money to buy beer if you want to. Who are in the shul also goes out totally kedusha. You can even make beer there also if you want to. So Rashi says, "Liknos bedamim lasso shechel ishtois." With the money you bought the shul, sold the shul, you could use it to make beer, to buy beer. Notice it has no kedusha at all. Is that what our Mishnah says that the money still has kedusha? That's only if you didn't sell it with these seven special people in front of the city. But if you sold it in front of the city, these special seven people, then shaper dummy. Morris says, Ravina, Hevile, Yehu, Tila, Tevei Kenishta. Ravina had the property of a place that a shul was once built there. Rashi says, Tila means Kol Bayis Horus, any house that was knocked down, Kori Tail, Kemaivoisa Tail Olam. So the kid says, once a shul on his owned property, and on his property he owned, there was once a shul built there. And then the shul collapsed, the shul caved down, so he wants to know now, what can he do with the place? Does the makom, the ground, still have kedusha not? It is also the came with the Ravashi, he went in front of Ravashi, and Ravina asked Ravashi like this, Amalei, Mal Lemizra, can I plant on this kark, on this ground? I own this ground right now, can I plant there or not? Mal Lemizra. Amalei, so Ravashi said, Zil Zavnei, Mishiva Tuvi Ir, B'maymer Ansher Ir. Vizora, if you want that the kedusha should go off this makom totally, you have to sell it like the rabbin. You have to sell it in front of these seven people in front of the hoir. But if not, the kedusha does not go off it. And since this makom, one side of kedusha is the kedusha here, it doesn't go off unless it's sold for maimed ansher here in front of everybody. They have the right to sell it to make a mamish go out the chulin. Otherwise, we say once the kedusha was there, where should the kedusha go to? The kedusha doesn't go off for nothing. Just the fact the shul was knocked down, so what? This makom was once kaddish. The kedusha is still there. The kedusha doesn't go away. Right. Rami Bar Abba have a karboni bekanishta. Rami Bar Abba was in the middle of building a new shul in his city. He wanted to build a new shul. Have a he kanishta atika. But they also had their own shul in the city still. Now have a boy the mystery. He wanted to knock down his old shul. To take the bricks of the old shul, ukshuri, and to take the beams of the old shul minor, the ayul al-hasam, he wanted to bring the bricks and the beams of the old shul to bring it to the new shul to use it. That's what he wanted to do. So they were mamish in the middle, they started to build up a new shul, and they were mixing bricks and beams, so they wanted to know are they allowed to knock down the old shul to use its bricks for the new shul. Is Yosef becoming burly? He sat down and he had a question like this. Hodi Rav Chizda, that we know Rav Chizda says a memory like this. The Yomer Rav Chizda says, La Listor Bekanishta, a person is not allowed to knock down the shul. Adabone Bekanishta Achriti, until you build up another shul. In other words, if you have one shul, you're not allowed to knock it down until first you build up the next shul, and after you have the new shul, then you're allowed to knock down the old shul. But before you build up the new one, you're not allowed to. So who in our case, it should also be Yosser. But he had a question like this. Over there, the pshat is, you can't stop knock down one shul before you build up the new shul, because for afraid you'd be pashaya, maybe all you do is knock down one shul, and you'll never get around to build up the new shul. So you'll be left with no shuls, therefore it's also to knock down the shul before you build up the new shul. Is Hosam Mishum Shiyusa, ki hagav namai, Mashenkin, in my case over here, where we already started to build the new shul, and we're breaking down the old shul totally to get the beams and put it into the new shul, so there's no pshusa here. Like for sure, we won't stop, be lazy, and not build up the new shul. We're in the middle of building it. So maybe in this case, you're allowed to. Is Osla Kaimad Rapapa, he went to Rapapa, the Osla, no, still he said it's Osla. As maybe it's still pshusa still, even though you're knocking down this shul to use the bricks for another shul, but Kozuman, the next shul is not completely built yet, we're still afraid you can't knock down the old shul. Or else maybe the smar is not only because we're pshiusa, we're afraid you won't build up the new shul, but the pshat is pushing, you have to have a place to daven. Like you're not allowed to knock down one shul before you have another place to daven. So even though the purpose of knocking down the old shul is in order to build up the new shul, still nothing doing. Because if you break down the old shul now, in between, there'll be a time when you won't have where to daven. So that's what that's trying to chizda. Therefore, even here, you're not allowed to knock down the old shul. Yeah.
And that's what happened to Taki. The Yosalei. The Kaim of the Rav Huna, the Yosalei. Went in front of Rav Huna, who knows the same Taki, it's Osir. Nothing doing, it's Osir.
The Yosalei. The Kaim of the Rav Huna, the Yosalei. They both saw Taki, it's Osir. Omar Rav, Rav said like this. Hai Beikinishta Chalufa Uzvuna Shori. If you have a basic nesset, the shul, if you want a chalufa, make exchange. Like, no, the yisoid here is, the shul has kedusha. This building has kedusha. The kedusha can't stand go nowhere. It has to go on someplace else. The way you can make this makom chol, that you can do what you want with it is, that you have to take the kedusha off this place and put it onto another place. See, if you make a chalufa, you make an exchange. Like you say, you want the kedusha from this base of Medrash here, go on to another house. And therefore, I want this basic nesset to become chulin, to become has no more kedusha. That you could do. Or else, zavuna, you could sell it. By yourself, the pshat is you're getting money instead. So it looks like the kedusha is going off the shul onto the money. So since it looks like the kedusha is going someplace, that's okay. Even though the maaseh kedusha doesn't remain on the money either, about the money right away becomes chulin also, and a chalufin also. Just by me making a switch does not automatically make the other shul like kedush. That's the din of Temura by Kodeshim. If you say Zetah Azeh becomes Kodesh. But here's Mephoshim speaking out of Stam. You can't just Stam take off the Kedusha from a shul. You have to look like you're putting it on someplace else. If you have another place to put it, then you're okay. If you have no place else to put it, you can't do it. So Rashi says, Chalufa Yuzuni, Chala Kedusha Say Alechilif. If you say you want to exchange the Kedusha from this place and put it on another place, that's okay. Oyal Adomim. Now the kedusha goes off the shul, and you're allowed to use it. Mashen kein, ogura, if you want to rent it out, or mashkuna, make it for mashkin for pledge, osir, that's osir. My taima, the kedusha is still there. You can't stop rent out the shul to use it for other purposes. The kedusha is in the shul. Where did the kedusha go? You can't make it a pledge and let somebody use it because the kedusha is still there. What about Livni Nami, what about the bricks of the shul? It's the same thing. If you have the bricks of your shul, so the bricks, like you broke down the shul, the bricks still have the kedusha, like we said. The kedusha doesn't go away for nothing. So even if you broke down the shul, the bricks have kedusha on it. Now these bricks that have kedusha on it, it depends. Livni Nami, Chalufinu Uzavnininu Shari. If you want to exchange it or take another bricks and say, the kedusha should go on to other bricks, you can do that. Or else if you want to sell it, and with the money you want the money to come, tachazer, that's also mutter. Mashenke nuzofinu, also, if you just want to rent it out, that's no good. That you can't do. But on the honeymoon, what is this said? The atikta. It's only said with an old shul that you once used already. Since you used it already, it has kedusha on it, so kedusha doesn't go away with nothing. Aval b'charatov, you have a new shul now, less lambo, that you didn't use the shul yet, then there's no kedusha on the bricks. In other words, you have bricks set aside, you plan to build up a nice new shul, and these are the bricks you're going to use to build up the shul. So since you didn't build the shul yet, you only have the bricks set aside, less lambo, then the bricks have no kedusha. Now, the afilu l'man diyomer, has money milsi, even according to Mandiyam, it says, like if you have a room already, and you set aside this room to be a basic nesses, it has kedusha, just the fact you set it aside, which has none alone against kedusha. So who here also you set aside these bricks to build up a shul with? Why doesn't the bricks have kedusha? I'll tell you like this. Hani mili, when do we say the bricks has money preparing has kedusha? Chagayna oirig, beggar lemace. If you have a beggar already, and you want to sew it down to size to use for a mace, so as soon as you set aside this beggar to say you can use it for a mace, it's called like tachrichim ready, and it's also b'ano. You're not allowed to use it. Tachrichim and mace, Rashi said, they're suri b'ano. The gamrin and sham yeg la'rufa, mefar shasim. The Gemara Nigma Sanhedrin. But the tachrichim you put on the mace is also b'ano. So as soon as you have a beggar, and you decide to sew it down to the size of a mace, you're a mazim, and you set it aside to be used for a mace, then it calls also b'ano. Avadotha, but over here, we're just making the bricks. You don't have a building yet. It's like you're making the thread to make the clothing with. If you're just making the thread, it has no kedusha. It has no iser. because that's too much before. The Rashi says, "Hani mili boyrig beggar the mace sheina chaser el ariga v'chivon shenereg miyad heavy roll up the parcel of mace." You're only missing just to weave the material together. Avol leveina, but here by the bricks, it's mechusa the whole minyan. The whole minyan, you have no building yet. Just like your rusty, you're only making the threads, so there's no asmona. The fact you plan to make threads, not use it for mace, the threads have no kedusha, because it's not ready to be used. It's only if you have the material already, and now you have in mind to sew it together, that it has kedusha ready. So also, the bricks itself, there's no building yet, there's no kedusha with the bricks itself. Yeah. And nobody says, that's called hasmona milsi. Now the Gemara says, matana. What's the law if you want to give a shul for present to somebody? You have a basic knesset, trash your matana. Nitnu b'nei ir, basic knesset l'tashmi shechil. Did the b'nei ir, the people in the city, like instead of selling the shul, they gave it to somebody for present, they donated the shul to somebody. Is that called the kedusha goes off or not? Is pligi bo ravach or ravina? It's a machlekes. Chad osa v'chad shori. One says it's also, the kedusha does not go off, and one says it's mutter. Mandi also, the one that says it's still also, by tifta kedusha also. Like how could the kedusha go off it? Like he didn't make a decision, he didn't put anything in the place of it. He just said, this shul now, I want to give it to somebody for present. So where does the kedusha go on? If you said the kedusha goes off it, if you have another thing for it to go on, either you exchange another room for it, or else you give money for it, the kedusha goes on the money. But here you have nothing. How do you know where would the kedusha be? Where does the kedusha go? Oman the shor, the one that says no, it's mutter. If you give us a present, the kedusha goes off it. Is ilav the heavenly hanominay? If not the pshat is the fact you're giving to someone for present is he gave you some enjoyment from it. Is the heavy yoyevlay? You want to give it to him. So the pleasure that he gave you is like money. So meila hoder heavenly matonik isrini. We look as if this present looks like a zvin, looks like a sale. In other words, the reason why you give him to for present is because Mustam, he gave you something back in return. You had some enjoyment from him. So man, we see the enjoyment as if it's the money there. Therefore, we see a chlipin that the kedusha goes onto the money you received for the present.
All right, turn over. All right, turn over.
The Tana Rabbanim, not like this in the Braisa. Tashmishe mitzvah nizrokim. Something you use for a mitzvah, when you get finished with it, you can throw it away. It has no kedusha, you can just throw it away. Tashmishe kedusha, but something that has was used for kedusha, is nignozin. Then you can't throw it away to be no bizoin with it, but you have to bury it. You have to be no kedusha with it. V'yeluwein tashmishe mitzvah. These are the things that are mitzvah that you'll have to throw away when you get finished. Sukkah. If the mitzvah sukkah, you're allowed to throw away your sukkah. Lulav, you're allowed to throw away the lulav. Shofar, tzitzis, these are some called tashmisha mitzvah. It has kedusha when you're using it for the mitzvah. But when the mitzvah goes away, it has no more kedusha, you can just throw it away. V'yenuven tashmisha kedusha. These are things called tashmisha kedusha, though, that has more chomer, and you have to bury them. You can't stand throw them away. Tuluskamei svarim tfilna mezuzas. These are like bags that they used to store, put away, Sifrei Torah, Tzilna Mezuzas in. So these bags have Kedusha on it, and you can't throw away these bags. The Tik Shal Sefer Torah, who are then the Tik, the cover of a Sefer Torah itself. The Nartik Shal Tfilin, who are then the Nartik, the cover that you put your Tfilin away in. Because Tfilin is called the Dovah Shem Kedusha. So these things that are called using, you use for the Tfilin, is called Tashmishi Kedusha. Or Ritzuah, say it, who are then the Ritzuahs of Tfilin? When you get finished with your Tfilin, the Ritzuahs, even if you take them off, they become possible, they break, it has Kedusha on them, you can't stop throw them away, the Ritzuahs, you have to be gone as you have to bury them. Omar Rabba said like this, Mereish at the beginning, I used to think, high kursia, that's a type of a stand that they used to put the Sefer Torah on. Like some shuls they have, but after they make Hagbom, they put the Sefer Torah down on the stand. It's high kursia. Tashmish to Tashmish Evi. The beginning he thought it's not called a Tashmish to Kedusha. He didn't think, well, they put the Sefer Torah on top of the stand. He thought, like, first they put down a talus, and they put the Sefer Torah on top of the talus, and the talus on top of the stand.
So the standard is called the tashmit. The tashmit is a double, double removed use. The heavy bishari, he thought that it's mutar. You're allowed to use it. You don't have to be noy kedusha. You can throw it away. But kiva the chazin. But when he saw them, the maisve alavai sefer Torah. When he saw that he actually put the sefer Torah on top of the stand. So then, I thought now, Tashmas Kedushu, the Yasa, no, you should know it's called the real Tashmas Kedusha, and it's also to use, to throw it away. It has Kedusha, the stand you use to save the Torah on, and you have to be gone with it. The Yomar Rav, Rav said like this, Meiresh at the beginning, I used to think, Hi, Prisa, a curtain that you, by the Prechus used by the Aron HaKadosh, a curtain in front of the Aron HaKadosh to cover it with, Tashmas is Tashmas heavy. Beginning used to think it's only a tashmas to tashmas, that the Aron HaKadosh itself, that's a good tashmas, that's used for the Sefer Torah, and the curtain in front of it is like a double removed use from the Sefer Torah, and as the Kedusha, you can throw it away. But Kiva the Chazina would used to see, the Eiffel light used to wrap around, Omanchi Sifral of Alayu used to wrap around like a need the Sefer Torah on the curtain itself. They sometimes used to like put the bottom part of the curtain in the Aron HaKadosh, and used to wrap around the Sefer Torah with it, is I used to say now, Tashmish Kedushu. No, it's called the Tashmish of the Sefer Torah itself, and therefore, it's has Kedusha, you have to be gone as bury it, and you can't stand throw it away. Rashi says, the Yerfam, the Eifelay, Ponim Shekoflin Oisei Tachas the Sefer Torah. Sometimes they fold it up and put it under the Sefer Torah, that the Sefer Torah itself is resting on top of the curtain. Therefore, the curtain is like being used for the Sefer Torah itself, so it has Tashmisha Kedusha, you can't throw it away. Fiyasi. Fiyomar Rova. Hai Tevusa the Irfut. If you have an Aron HaKadosh, that's like collapsing. Trash an Irfut, orange in its calcul. It's a broken Aron HaKadosh. Venifra Nechibur, it starts to open up, to break. Yeah? So locker is Neva Teva Zutasi. If you want to take the wood from the Aron HaKadosh and fix it over and make a small one out of it, that's Mutta. Shrashi lasses teva katanim negdilah rishena. That's mutter. Like you're using the wood to make another Aron HaKadosh, because you don't have enough wood to make another big one. So from these pieces that are still whole, you make a small one. That's okay. Shari. Of a kursayasa. Kursayu is awesome. You just want to make this the stand that you put the Sefer Torah on. That's no good, because that's not mamish like the first use of the Aron HaKadosh. The Aron HaKadosh has more Kedusha than just the stand that they put the Sefer Torah on top sometimes. Therefore, it's also to make it less Kedusha. The Yom HaRova, Hai Parisa Debola. If you have the Pareches, that the curtain on the Aron HaKadosh, when it gets ruined, the Bola, it gets all holy, gets old, is Lenevda Parisa Lesafri Shari. If you want to use it to make a covering for the Sefer Torah itself, that's okay, you're allowed to. In other words, you're going up with Dusha. Up until now, it was a curtain for the Aron HaKadosh, and now using it to cover up the Sefer Torah itself, that's Mutta. But L'chumashim Asar, if you only want to use it now, this curtain, to cover up Chumashim with, that's awesome. Shrashi L'chumashim, Yesvam Shenasuyim Kol Chumash Levadai, V'chulam B'gilyan. They used to have mamash like a cloth on the Sefer Torah, but it didn't have all Chamisha Chumash Torah. They used to have Bereshis by itself, Shemais by itself. Each one by itself doesn't have that much Kedusha, therefore we're not allowed to take now the curtain and use it for the less, for just for the Chumashim. The Yom HaRov, Hani Zvili Dechumshei, Trashe Kimin Deluskma, that's a bag that they used to use to store the Chumashim in, or Kamatri the Safri, or else the of the Rashi's Argos, Barbiyesh, also Aron HaKadosh, Argos, like a closet, where they used to put the Svarim, who come out with the Safri, Tashmisa Kedusha Nino. These things also is called the Tashmisa Kedusha. Like the holding Svarim or Sefer Torah is called the Tashmisa, being used for Davash and Kedusha, Vinignosim. And you have to bury them when they get not used, when it's not usable anymore. For the Mav Shita, of course, these are Mamas Tashmisa Kedusha. They're using it for the Sefer Torah. So Mura says, no, the same I would have thought. Hani Lav Lechovet Avidon. These things are not made to give respect to the Sefer Torah, rather than Ture Bialma Avida. They're only made to protect the Sefer Torah. Like you leave it in the Aron HaKadosh to protect it. Or these bags they used to use was to protect it. So maybe that doesn't have Kedusha Kamash Malon.
the Tashmish and Dusha does only have to mean something that makes it look nice, that's giving cover to the Sefer Torah. Even though it's something you use just to protect the Sefer Torah with, that also has Kedusha, and you can't throw it away, you have to be gone with it. So tomorrow, who be Kenishta to Yudoi Rumoi? There was a base of Knesset in Rome that belonged to Jews, Trashi Ansha Yisrael, Boyim Roima, or Jewish Romans, Le Mechuzah, they came into the city Mechuzah. For the Shiash was some, they settled in the city Mechuzah. They also learned Beit Knesses. So these Roman Jews, made their own shul in the city Mechuzah. There they posted Lehu Idruna. There was one side of the shul was opened up into another room. There they Mochus Be Meis. There was a mace in that room. Shrashi Chedesh Shemesim Be Meis. For Yemunach Be Meis Atzla Nikvar. They used to leave the mace there until they buried him. So the kids of the base of Knesset was opened up into a room that had a mace there. Ve'vi boye kahani l'mayel etzluyei. Chosem. Now the Kahanim wanted to come into shul to daven, but since the room was opened up where the mace was, the tumas ha-mace goes into the next room, so the Kahanim can't come in. Is also omru le'er the rova. So he asked rova, what should we do? Is omru le'er rova said like this, dolo tevusa take the oran ha-kodesh, this box, oisvei to have a lekli eitz oslanachas, like move over the Aron HaKodesh to block the entrance into that room. Therefore, it's called a chatzitza, so the Tumas HaMeis does not come into the shul, the Kana will be allowed to go into the shul. Why? Because it's called kli eitz oslanachas. This kli eitz is only meant to use when it's stationary. You don't move it around. So Drashi kli eitz oslanachas. B'makam echot, ein ha-makabu tumma. Yishkes kliyetz l'sak, v'in yitumma, d'chsiv v'chol kliyetz, oi degrayor, oi sak, masak matatum, lav kliya matatum. Just like a sack is something that you move around, who would then a kliyetz is only makabu tumma, is something that's moved around. But here, the yorvan akkodin or something that's always stationary, you don't move it around, it's not makabu tumma. Since it's not makabu tumma, therefore could be chaytis m'vei ha-tumma also. So if they put it up to block the entrance, the tumma does not come out. And the Mor says, "O kliyets, ha'osu l'nachas, ein l'makabu tuma." And therefore, the chaytzis mivnei tuma, and also neis hachatzitza, it blocks the tuma from coming out. And therefore, the kohanim could go into the shul to daven. Abba Omer le Rabbanan l'Rava, the Rabbanan said to Rava, "V'azimne d'metalti le." No, this Aron HaKodesh, sometimes they move it around. Kimona sefer Torah alayu, even when they have a sefer Torah on it. Ve'avulei metalti molev reikam. It's moved around not only when you take the Svarim out, even when you have the Sefer Torah inside, also sometimes they move around this Aron HaKodesh. So then he said back, if so, lo yefsher, then you can't use this Aron HaKodesh to block the Tumah, because it's called like a Kli Eitz, it's doomed to sack, that's Makabel Tumah, and anything that in itself is called a Kli Eitz, a Makabel Tumah, it can't be a Chatzitza, it can't stop the Tumah. Just the opposite. The Aron itself is a Kli, becomes Tumah, and the Tumah still goes straight through. So he says, if so, then I don't have an Eitzah for you. Then this can't be the Mechitza, you have to do something else. Omer Mazutra, Mitfachai Svarim Shebolu. If you have the covering of Svarim that got ruined. And Rashi says, it means Asha Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah, you have the mantle of the Sefer Torah. They got ruined, they got old. Is Oysa Noysa Tachrich L'meis Mitzvah. You're allowed to use it to bury your mace with it. Why? Because what are you supposed to do with this Tashmish Kedusha? You're supposed to bury them. This is called burying it. Putting it on the mace is also called burying it. The Yom HaRava, Sefer Torah Shabbat, you have a Sefer Torah that got ruined, that came to us. Is going to Noisa, you're supposed to bury it. And Eitzel Talmud Chochem, you should bury it next to a Talmud Chochem. V'yafilu Shreinu Malachas, even a Talmud Chochem, Rashi Kleimer, afilu Loishimish Talmud Chochem, V'yashas of the Gemara, it'll be Mishnayis of the Brises. He only learned Mishnayis and Brises, he didn't learn Gemara, still you could bury the Sefer Torah next to him. And Omer Rav Achla Bar Yaakov, over Kli Cheres, but first you should put the Sefer Torah into an earthly Kli. Shenem and the Pesach says, when a satim kli cheresh, l'man yamdu yom rabin. That it should stay a long time, it shouldn't get ruined in the ground, so that's the way you should bury the Sefer Torah. Put it in an earthly kli, and then put it near a Talmud Chochem that's buried there. V'yomer Rav Papi, mishmei d'rav, mivei kenishta levei rabbanan shori. If you want to change around a bei kenishta shul into a base of medrash, a bei rabbanan shori, change it around. That's called Last place in the base of Knesset is base of Medrash. If you want to change your shul into a base of Medrash, that's mutter. Because Mashmah, a base of Medrash, has more Kedusha to it. Over the opposite way, if you have a place that's a base of Medrash, the Rabbanim sit and learn there. Also, you're not allowed to make it just into a shul. A shul means a place that people don't learn there. They only daven there. That has less Kedusha. You can't change it around. For Papa Mishmei, the Rav Masni, it's going to be the opposite way. That what you, the, just the opposite way you could change it around. And Omer Rav Acha said,